From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with the Unvarnished Truth. Here's some of how the world is treating itself today, the 4th of June, 2009. The assassination of Dr. George Tiller appears to have emboldened the fascists in this country. Cindy Sheehan reports that she has just received a death threat from one Pat Andrus, the general manager of Dallas-based MIMS Steel, which its website says produces heavy wall tubing and round bar. Sheehan is scheduled to lead a march on George W. Bush's new home in the Dallas suburb of Preston Hollow on Monday. The march will begin at the intersection of Preston Road and Royal Lane at 4:30 Monday afternoon and end on Daria Drive outside the secured entrance to Bush's home. The Dallas Morning News claimed today it was not known if Bush would be home on Monday. Meanwhile, Sheehan has reported the threat to the Dallas Police Department and the FBI. It appears that while President Obama was delivering his speech in Cairo, hateful statesiders were at the same time desecrating an Orange County, California mosque, the Islamic Center of Cyprus. Sergeant Tom Bruce of the Cyprus Police Department said that very early this morning, black paint was used on the front of the center, which made serious threats against Muslims. "We will kill you all," and "U.S. military is going to kill you all," was painted in large letters across the door and wall fronting Ball Road. New Hampshire has become the latest state to legalize gay and lesbian marriages. The legislation goes into effect on New Year's Day. This leaves Rhode Island as the only state in the New England region that has yet to achieve marriage equality. A recent Brown University poll showed 60% of registered voters in Rhode Island support marriage equality, but the legislature there is dragging its feet. Actor David Carradine has apparently hanged himself in the closet of his Bangkok hotel room. He was in Thailand to work on a movie. In the 1970s, Carradine starred in the television series Kung Fu, which Bruce Lee had developed and taken to Warner Brothers, only to have the studio and ABC refuse to cast him in the lead because ABC thought America wasn't ready to see a Chinese-American headline in his own series. After the series was canceled in 1975, Carradine played Woody Guthrie in the biographical film Bound for Glory, and the following year he was nominated for an Oscar and a Golden Globe for that performance. In 2003, he co-starred in Quentin Tarantino's Kill Bill movies. Carradine, who was the son of character actor John Carradine, was 72 years old. Coincidentally, Hong Kong Kung Fu film star Shi Qin, who played the villainous Han in the Bruce Lee film Enter the Dragon, has also died. At the age of 98, he was believed to be among the oldest living actors in Chinese cinema. Broadcasting and trade newspaper Radio and Records is folding tomorrow after 36 years of operation. Obviously, the dry rot in the commercial radio industry is to blame. 40 staffers lose their jobs there. The Huntsville Times newspaper in Huntsville, Alabama, reports that as part of its mission to stamp out hunger and poverty, the nonprofit Food Bank of North Alabama is leading an effort to build the state's first worker-owned community market on Pulaski Pike in Huntsville. Unlike chain supermarkets, the 6,000-square-foot Pulaski Pike Market will be focusing on fruits and vegetables grown in North Alabama using environmentally friendly farm practices. Along with fresh local produce, the market plans to offer special foods for people with diabetes and high blood pressure. A recent study found that 21% of Terry Heights residents are diabetic. The market's 20 or so employees will be owner-operators who share in the profits. That worker cooperative business model has flourished in parts of Europe and the United States for decades, but is new to Alabama. Scheduled to open in the summer of 2010, the market will be built on 1.5 acres owned by the city of Pulaski, just off of Holmes Avenue. Under a contract approved Thursday by the City Council, the market will be leasing the site for $10 a year. It may also qualify for more than $300,000 in federal community development block grant money to buy freezers and other startup equipment. The market is a response to a 2007 needs assessment of the blue-collar Terry Heights, Hillendale, and Sparkman Homes areas west of downtown. Asked what the neighborhoods needed most, many residents mentioned a grocery store selling healthy foods. Tammy Jordan, director of the Terry Heights and Hillendale organization, said there are two convenience stores within walking distance, but no supermarkets. Other obituaries for today include Sam Butera, the wailing jump blues saxophonist who served in Louis Prima's band The Witnesses for decades and took the band over after Prima fell into an irreversible coma in 1975 in Las Vegas after battling Alzheimer's at 81. And Coco Taylor has died. The Queen of the Blues ruled the South Side of Chicago for decades. Her last performance was at this year's Blues Music Awards in Memphis on the 7th of May. On the 19th, she underwent surgery in Chicago for a gastrointestinal bleed and never recovered. She was 80 years old. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one thing more today. A New Zealand man, rejected by the woman of his dreams, has come up with a novel way of disposing of the diamond engagement ring that he bought her. A treasure hunt. Anybody keen on picking up the ring, valued at 5,000 Kiwi dollars, will need to be in New Zealand's capital city of Wellington on Saturday to join the hunt, according to the Dominion Post newspaper. Anthony Gardiner, a 29-year-old call center worker, told the Dominion Post, "I met this girl I thought was pretty cool, bought a ring, turns out she wasn't as keen." Clues to the ring's whereabouts will start being posted on social networking site Twitter at 8 a.m. local time on Saturday. Mr. Gardiner says he will keep posting clues, and if the ring is not found by the end of the day, my clues will suddenly change into directions. Having bought the ring in Hong Kong, he couldn't return it and didn't want to sell it, so he hit upon the treasure hunt idea. Hanging on to it in the hopes of finding a willing recipient is also not an option, Mr. Gardiner said. Obviously, it's been a pretty unlucky ring for me. He said he hoped it would be found by someone who has found a cool chick and who wants to give them something they normally wouldn't be able to afford. That being his phrasing. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until Monday, have yourselves some peace and oranges.